I feel like there will possibly be some other method of punishment other than jails and corrections, because I really don't believe that this system is working.
A look at crime and punishment in the next century after this. Gordon Johnson is sheriff in Orange County, and he has some thoughts on law enforcement in the next 100 years.
Well, that's a very difficult question, and it's one I have given considerable thought to. It's difficult because law enforcement have gone through such radical changes in the last 20 years, especially looking back 50 years, it's gone through some great changes. So it's very hard to predict what law enforcement will be like 100 years from now. But I feel like that law enforcement will be highly mobile, entirely computerized. There will be an agency to enforce fewer and less complicated laws designed to protect the victims of crimes and citizens of communities against destruction and theft of property and the protection of human life. I feel like there will possibly be some other method of punishment other than jails and corrections, because I really don't believe that this system is working successfully at the present time. I feel like there will be little need for traffic control and traffic officers, since people will probably move about in some type of air vans or air wagons. I also feel like large dome protective structures will probably be built where one can better protect his own property. And I think there will be a definite awareness of the people and more of a desire to protect themselves. It's possible that a new criminal justice system may be devised to better cope with the problems of the environmental controls and the needs to protect humanity. And this will probably be brought about because our present system is too cluttered and costly and consists of too much waste.
Orange County Sheriff Gordon Johnson, and a look at law enforcement in the next 100 years. I'm Ross Hunter.